when the truth is presented, Rabbi Aaron of truth inside in the truth.
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you and to share a few thoughts in Tfilah. Tfilah is something which we can't speak enough of, and it's something which we do every day, three times a day, so it's something which is important to understand the hashivut, the importance of Tfilah, and to bring out a few points that we should appreciate that which we're doing. The Gemara says in Masechet Berachot, Vav Amud Aleph, on the Pasuk, Kerum Zuluk Livnei Adam. Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumo Shel Olam U'Bnei Adam Mizal Zirimba. There are things which are Omdim Berumo Shel Olam, which stand at the height of the heavens, but unfortunately people are Mizal Zirin it. And Rashi says, one of these things, Kegon Tefillah, Sh'omed Berumo Shel Olam, is something which reaches up to the heavens, and yet Bnei Adam Mizal Zirimba. People are not so makpid. Why are people not so makpid on tefillah? It's because since a person is used to praying from the time when he's young, and the time when he's young, he doesn't understand, he doesn't know, he doesn't appreciate, so he's taught to pray by rote. So even when he grows up, it becomes a habit. So he prays by rote, and he gets into a habit, this is the way to do. But he doesn't understand the hashivut hadavar. Therefore, it's something which it's so important, we chose the topic insights in tefillah, to try and bring out a few points in the tefillah. But before we come to the insights in the tefillah, just to show a little bit of the hashivut hadavar, the importance of the tefillah itself. There are certain things, when it comes to tefillah, which it's written very, very great things about them, but people unfortunately don't know, they don't realize, they don't appreciate. What I'm saying is not something which is milta de hasiduta, something which is hasidut, but something which is mefurash in Shulchan Aruch and in the poskim, shoni b'achroni. The Gemara says in Masechet Berachot Damim Zayin Amud Bet, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, לעולם ישכים אדם לבית הכנסת כדי שיזכה בימי מסרה הראשונים שאפילו 140 אחריו קיבל עליו שכר כולם שכר כולם סלקת דעתך אלא אם הנותנים לו שכר כנגד כולם רבי שוב בן לוי said when a person comes to בית כנסת to pray he should try and be amongst the first 10 because if even afterwards 100 people will come he will get the שכר כנגד כולם. He'll be rewarded the equivalent of all of them. That means the first 10 come to Beit Knesset. After come another 100. The reward of the remaining 100 is the same as the reward which each one of the first 10 will get. That's how important it is. The mitzvah of Asar Yishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch is brought down in Siman Tzadik, Seif Tet Siv Yudalet, Yashkim Adam Beit Knesset Kedei Sheimnei Asar Yishonim. A person should make sure to come early to Beit Knesset in order to be counted amongst the first 10. What is the importance of coming amongst the first 10? Why is the first 10 so important? You can get Zechar Kenegis Kulam. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot, when a person comes to Beit Knesset, if there's 9 people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lama Bati Vein Ish Karati Vein Oneh. Why did I come and person people that Minyan is not yet here? Because Asara, when there is Be Asara, Shekhinah Sharia. When there is 10 people, that's when the Shekhinah comes. So these Asara Shonim, they were the ones who caused the Shekhinah to come. They made it, therefore they get rewarded for Chakene Yitzkunam. I saw in Tzubcha Yabiu, he's got a ma'ama about him in Pasha Bechukotai. And he says at the end, he says there is an interesting thing which is brought as a segula as well. To be amongst Asar Shonim. That means, we're not talking about Asar Shonim after the tefillah started. They come already, they gather in the Beit Knesset before the tefillah started. And they're amongst Asar Shonim. And then they're waiting 5 minutes or whatever it is till they start the tefillah. He says it's a segula in this time, in the few minutes that they're waiting before the tefillah starts. He says a mashal. He says, let's say there's a there is a Gadol Ador is coming. So it's supposed to, due to arrive at a certain time. So there's some people who come a little bit early before the time, and the Gadol comes on time. But the rest of the tzibur are not there yet. So in the meantime, they're waiting, so they have a chance to speak to him, to ask the Berach, after him, and so on and so forth. And then the tzibur comes, and then there's a Dohat, no one can speak to him, and then he goes out. He says, this is the Inyan of the time of Tefillah as well. When the Asar Rishonim come, Shechinta Sharia, the Shechina comes. And then we're now waiting for Tefillah. At that time, Kaviyachol, the Melech is there, and we're able to ask him whatever we want, the Tefillah hasn't yet started. So it says, Zman Mesugal of Bakasha, at that time, before the Tefillah started, once the Asar Rishonim have come. This is at the beginning, and the same thing applies at the end. It's written in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Gimel. Yishe sha ahad kolim sheyakum nitpalev, kedeh sheyachaven libo. Vesha ahad ahad tvila, shelo te nir'et alav kemasui shememahel atzet memenna. Very important halacha. We know the Mishnah says, Hasidim ha'isholim ha'isholim sha ahad asmina tvila, sha ahad ahad tvila. The early tzaddikim, they used to come 1 hour before tefillah, and 1 hour afterwards. They used to come 1 hour before, 1 hour afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that was the Hasidim HaYishonim, they used to come 1 hour before, 1 hour afterwards. A whole hour, 60 minutes. But there is, it's incumbent on everyone to come Shahat a little time. At least a little time. Hasidim used to come 1 whole hour. But everyone is incumbent, so the Shulchan says, Yishe Shahat doesn't mean a whole hour. It means a short time before the Tefillah before, and to stay afterwards. So we understand they came 1 hour before in order to prepare themselves mentally for the to connect with the Tefillah. But what did they say 1 hour afterwards for? So the Shulchan says a very important point. Kedei shelo yeh neret alav kemasui shemael atzeh bimena. In order to finish the tefillah, like a bird, he wants to get rid of it as soon as possible. If a person immediately finishes Ayin Shabeah, he leaves the Bet Knesset. So what does he show? He shows that the staying in Bet Knesset for him is a Torah. He wants to finish with it as soon as possible. So therefore, for this reason, the Hasidim HaYishonim used to wait 1 whole hour. And the Shulchan says, okay, we cannot expect every person to wait the whole hour, but at least Shaha, a little bit to tarry in the Bet Knesset, culture can, a person mustn't get used to leaving before the end of the tefillah. Yes? How often do you see people, okay, there's a necessity, it happens sometimes, the Sefer Hasidim says, a person should never leave before the end of the tefillah unless it's tzarich lasel tzrachav, it's a necessity. But, how often do you see people get in the shigra? They get into a habit, they finish already. Majority of the tefillah already, they're already on the way out. Where's Alim Shabeah? Where's Shish Elyon? So the Meila, the Halacha says that he has to wait till the end of the tefillah. So he has to stay a little bit longer, carrying the Bet Knesset, in order the tefillah should not be nirit alav kemasui. In order should not look like a burden on him. This is a very important point. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down. בשם לסדה היום, אם יכול להתעכב אז שלא ישאר עשרה בבית כנסת טוב לו. If he is able to stay in the בית כנסת long enough that there is no longer a minion, טוב לו. It's a good thing. Because as long as there's a minion there, the שכינה שליה. So whoever is leaving now is גורם לשכינה להצטלק. So if he can wait long enough, till there's no longer any minion there, so maybe the Shechina is gone, and he's still there, Tovlo, that's a good thing. He brings over here, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, he says he was once in a Bet Knesset, Yerushalayim, and he saw the tefillah finished, and everyone was waiting, and everyone was looking at each other. He couldn't understand what was going on. Then afterwards, when he learned this Mishnah Berurah, he said they were waiting to count, they were counting how many people are still left in the Knesset. Who's going to go out first? To see who's the one when there's no minion anymore. They're waiting.
Well, if there would only be the 10th man, shouldn't be. Only the 10th man. All those
the 100 till the 10th, they can leave.
Yeah, but each one is causing, is gorem, slowly, shashkena shetisarek. So memela, enacham, the 10th person, this is the one who's actually the one who's the makeh bepatish. But all the ones before him are also in the karama. It's brought down, even though a person is not going to be able to be nimne ma'asai shonim, avapiken, those who are able to be makdim, even though he knows by the time he comes, let's say for example, there's a shiur in the Beit Knesset before tefillah, he's not able to come to the shiur. And so he knows for sure he's not going to be ma'asai shonim. So he says, I'm not able to be ma'asai shonim, so what difference does it make already? That's not true. Whoever is able to be makdim, and he's able to be mashkim, to come early before the tefillah, sha'ah ha'befnei tefillah, tavon ala bracha. It's a very important thing. So this is the hashivud of tefillah. If a person, he appreciates what it means tefillah, he appreciates what it means to come ma'asai shonim, it's not for him a burden. Ah, he has to, so memela, he comes as late as possible, he's as early as possible. If he appreciates what's the importance of the tefillah, he appreciates the dvarim ha'amdim berumo shel olam, memela, he'll come early and he'll leave late. How often do you see people, okay, during the week, memela, man dechashmeh, but what about Shabbat and Yom Tov? And he start late. But because people are in the shigra, they used to come in late, they used to leave in early, memela, the same thing Shabbat and Yom Tov, it doesn't make any difference. But this is to appreciate the hashivut adavah, that a person who comes early, mekabes secha, kenegis kulam. So important it is, Rabbi Nevi said he gets the reward of all the ones who come afterwards. I'll say now an insight into part of the tefillah that's very, very important. Maybe one of the most important parts of the tefillah. We know according to Ari, the tefillah is divided into four sections. There's four olamot. There's the chelik of the korbanot, the beginning. That's called the first olam. Then after that we can't start to suket the zimra. It's a zemirot, it's a new olam. Then we come to Brachot Kriyas Shema, it's a new section. And then we come to the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the Olam HaTzilut, which is the highest level. Each one is important. Sometimes you find places they start with holding, they miss out the whole korbanot. Hasen Ne'ma Tfilah. The Tfilah starts with the korbanot. It's written in the Shonim, in the Shulchan Aruch, the person starts with the korbanot. Then, after that, you say a Kaddish. You go now to the next olam. Zemirot. Then you say a Kaddish, you go now to the next Olam, Olam HaBriyah, Olam of the Malachim, we speak about Kedushat HaSidra, till you come to Olam HaTzilut, which is the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the highest level. So these are the four levels of the Tefillah. And of course, Bari, afterwards, it also goes down in the same corresponding level. So after the Tefillah, you've got Kedushat HaSidra, Uvar Tzion, which is again Olam HaMalachim. Then we come to Shir Shel Yom, this is Zemirot. And then we have Pitzum HaKetoret, the Ketoret which we say, this is Korbanot. We come down in the same way. As you go up, you come down. But before this, is the Brachot. Birkat HaShachar. Very, very important. People don't realize. Many people, they say Birkat HaShachar when they're driving, they're on the way here and there. Birkat HaShachar is so important. Chazal metaken his brachot is hold the atzah kadosh brachot every day 20 blessings. You'd have brachot 18 blessings every day. What should say? Mekadosh shachar. How important it is. He says David HaMelech once there was a magefa, and he didn't understand what was the reason. He prayed to kadosh brachot. What was the reason magefa? And kadosh brachot told him to be metaken me'ah brachot bechol yom, to be established 100 blessings every day, and all the established 100 blessings every day he was metaken to say mekadosh shachar 18 blessings every day. These blessings become Hoda'ah. Basic thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who woke up in the morning. The person, first of all, he wakes up, he thanks for the Neshama, he comes back, he's alive. Then Pokeach Ibrim, Matir Asurim, he's able to move, he's able to stand, able, tremendous things. Hoda'ah to Hashem for the fact that he's able, he doesn't take for granted the next day that he's woken up and he's able to function. So these brachot have to be said with Kavanah, to understand what a person is saying when he says these blessings. I have this a question. One of the brachot seems to be repeated twice. Pokeach Ibrim, he thanks his book for able to see. Hamav Shena Me'inah, it's Mame Afatai. He thanks his book for removing the sleep from the eyes and the slumber from the eyelids. It's the same thing. thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for being able to see. Because losing the sleep is the same thing. When you lose the sleep, you can see. So why do we say two blessings? A second question, in Shulchan Aruch it's written, in Siman Mem Vav, a very interesting halacha. When you say Amar B'Sheina, the person who's listening to you, every bracha that you say B'Kadosh Baruch Hu must answer Amen. Finish the bracha, must answer Amen. Tokeach Adrim Amen. Matiyah Adrim Amen. Tokeach Adrim Amen. Amar B'Sheina, you finished it, he's not allowed to answer Amen. He doesn't answer Amen. It carries on. Till the Hatima, Baruch Hashem, Gomer Hasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. Then only you answer Amen. Why? Shakol Bracha Hati. It's all one long bracha. Davar Pele. If you thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for being able to see, what's the connection with Tachikenim, Meitzara, Tabikenim, Meitzatov? What's the connection? It's a bracha of sight, of being able to see. And maybe that should be a short bracha like the bracha of Bokeach Avirim. So once heard from Rabbeinu HaGadol, Rav Chaim Kaufman, Alav Shalom. A very important pshat. Baruch Hashem, Zochet, to your neck from his Torah. He said of Shah B'Shem Tim Emet, the Ger Rebbe, that the Mishnah says that Shena is Tov L'Rasha'en V'Tov L'Olam. A person who's sleeping, when he wakes up in the morning, is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If a person is a tzaddik, it's a good thing. He woke up in the morning. If the person is a Rasha, Shena Rasha'im Tov Lahem Tov La'olam. It's better they should sleep. It's better for them. It's better for the whole world. Because when they're sleeping, they're not doing any sins. It's better for the world. They cannot make any kilkul. They cannot make any trouble in the world. So it's better they should be any sleeping. So he said like this. Pokeach Ivrim is the bracha you make right at the very beginning. A person is still on his bed. It's a bracha right at the beginning. He opened his eyes. He's still half asleep. He's opened his eyes. He makes Bokeach Avirim. Baruch Hashem, I can see. But when afterwards he's got dressed, he's already said Malbish Arumim, he's already worn his shoes, he then says Sha'asari Kol Tzolkin. Now the Gemara says, Kimashi Apeh. When he washes his face, then he says Malbish Shema. This bracha is now, you're just about to start your day. You're washing your face, you're removing the Hevnei Shema. The last touches of sleep from your eyes. So in other words, now, once you've done that, you're just about to start your day. You're just about to start your day. And maybe, is it good or not? So you cannot say, Amar B'Sheina, make a bracha, Amen. Finish the bracha. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remove the sleep from my eyes. It depends. If a person, he's going to start the day in the right way, if he's going to start a day which is going to be a day where he's going to be Tachi Kedim Yitzhar, Tachi Kedim Yitzhar Tov, he's going to be far away from the Yitzhar, he's going to be close to the Yitzhar Tov, then maybe it's good that Ma'av Yishena. It's good that sleep has been removed from his eyes. But if it's not going to be like that, then it's better that he should remain sleeping. So therefore the Brachava Ma'av Yishena, which you say at the beginning of the day when you thank Hashem for removing the sleep, can only be completed if you also pray Tachi Kedim Yitzhar Tov. And Meir says the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot answer Amen Amar B'Sheina. Only after you finish the next Tefillah and Meir the Hatimah Gomer Hasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael, then only that's completed the bracha. So this is the importance of the Birkat HaShachar generally, and especially the bracha Pokeach Avirim Amar B'Sheina. So we've explained why is it two blessings, and also why is it the second one Amar B'Sheina is not a short bracha. It's connected with the Yirat Zon as well. We're not allowed to answer Amen in between. And it's only considered one long blessing with the Yirat Zon.
Isn't that 15 brachas, not 18?
Maybe with Birkas HaTorah. It's written, when a person wakes up in the morning, he washes his hands. He washes his hands in the sinner's eye. There's three ta'amim, why did he wash his hands? One ta'am is because there is an evil spirit which rests on the hands when a person sleeps. And he has to remove that evil spirit by washing his hands three times a single day. Another ta'am is because now he's about to start his day, he's about to pray. So therefore he must make sure that his hands are washed, because in the night time maybe he touched Yadai Maskam Yoten. The hands move around, maybe touch parts of his body, and then the hands are dirty. And therefore now he's going to pray, so he has to wash his hands first. But this is the third time, the time of the Rashba. The Rashba says he has to wash his hands every moon because he's like a Briyah Hadasha. He's like a new creature. Why? Because he's become like a new creature, he has to wash his hands. So the Rashba says, every day a person becomes like a new creature. Because when a person sleeps, Shina Echad Mishishim Demota, he's a sixth of death. Now in the morning, Chesbog gave back Neshama. So he's now starting a day in Avodah Hashem. He's like a Kohen She'oved B'Mikdash. A Kohen who goes to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, the first thing he does, he washes his hands in his feet. He's not saying he's done, but a glove. Mela, therefore, a person in the morning, now he's starting a day by Avodah Hashem. So the first thing he must do is to wash his hands to show that this is starting now his Briyah Hadashah, he's starting now his day of Avodah Hashem. Returning to the Indian of the Asar Rishonim. There is a Perush in the Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara. Why does it say, Kedei Shizkei V'yimneh Im Asar Rishonim? In order he should be Zochi, he should be counted together with the Asar Rishonim. What's the name? He should be counted. Who counts him? So Ben Shachai says, in Ben Yehoyada, he says, when a person does a mitzvah, then there's a malach in Shemayim, who's machris, and says, Habu yekar l'ploni de'avid uvdada. Give respect to such a person that he's doing this. He's doing this mitzvah. And at that time, kol ha-tzadikim yishmu v'yivarchu oto. All the tzadikim in Shemayim, they hear that this person has done this good deed, and they all bless him. So every good deed that a person does down here in Shemayim, there's achraza. There is an announcement going on in Shemayim, and there's a blessing which is being blessed by all the tzaddikim. Memele, he says, the mitzvah Rabba Kazot, the great mitzvah of Asar Rishonim, Vadai Osim Lo Achaza, Vadai they will announce in Shemayim, because through these Asar Rishonim, it causes Shekhinah to rest. So therefore, he says, this is Kedei Sheyizke V'yimne, they count. In Shemayim, they're counting. Who is the first man? In order to be zochah, they should be counted. And the chaza should be going out that he's one of the Asar Rishonim. There is another halacha in the Hashibut of Tefillah is that it's written that a person, when he comes close to the Beit Knesset, he should run towards the Beit Knesset. Yeah. The Gemara brings down a Masechet Brachot. Le'olam yarus adam midbar alacha afilu v'shabbat. A person should run to a shi'ur, or dvar alacha, or to a dvar mitzvah, even on Shabbat. He says, the Gemara says, that in the beginning, they thought that people who run on Shabbat, mehalim Shabbat, because it's a zilzul on Shabbat, you're supposed to go slowly. But, when they heard this ma'amah, afilu v'shabbat, they used to also run. In other words, that part of the inyan of showing importance to something is a person does it with rizut. In this week's parasha by Abraham Avinu, parasha by Yerah, and the parasha by Hnasal Ochim of Abraham Avinu, 9 times is written the word mahari or maher, or rats. The inyan is rizut. Because from here we learn, not only is it important to do the mitzvah, but how a person does the mitzvah is important. He has to do this rizut. So the Meir of Halacha says, when a person comes close to the shul, it's not like just him to walk normal. He has to run. Yeah. To show the zrizut that he's coming to do a dvar mitzvah. The opposite when it comes to leaving. Yeah. It's written, for example, when a person puts on his tefillin, he should put on the tefillin with the right hand. When he takes, obviously take off the left hand. This is to show that when we do the mitzvah, we do bezizut. When we go away from the mitzvah, we want to do it be'atzlut. We're reluctant to leave the mitzvah. Same thing it says. When a person comes to Beit Knesset, he should be right. When a person leaves, then he should leave slowly. He should walk slowly. He should leave the Beit Knesset very slowly. Unless he's going to do another mitzvah. But if he's found going home, he's going home to have his breakfast, or he's going to start his day, he's going to work, the halacha says when he leaves the Beit Knesset, he should leave very slowly. So this is an important halacha to show the hashivut, again, of the importance of the tefillah. Not only a person comes and prays and goes to the siddur, but by coming ma'asai shonim, by running when he comes to the Beit Knesset, by staying a bit longer and by leaving slowly, in this way he's showing the importance of what he's doing, and then that changes the whole attitude to the prayer itself. It gives the prayer hashivut, it gives the prayer importance, he'll have extra kavanah when he prays, and then, praise Hashem, you should be zochet, the al-tfilot should be accepted and answered by Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabu.